Black and this morning, your news talk and information station. As Megan plays hooky today, and so David joins me along with Scott. As Scott ran the meeting last night, and they threw a ton on your plate to start with, did they not?
It was a full agenda.
It was a full agenda, and it was actually a fairly short meeting as opposed to what I thought it was going to be with some of the discussions at the beginning. But let's discuss to start with the board vacancies, two on the Green Space Advisory Board as of last night.
Yeah, we have two vacancies coming available. They'll start on August 2023 and run through July of 2027. And the forms we made at the July 18th meeting, the announcements have gone live as far as being able to advertise for those. We know of at least one of the incumbents will not reapply. Mm-hmm. I'm not 100% sure about the other. So there is an opportunity there to serve on the Green Space Advisory Committee. I think David's got a little bit more to add as far as...
Ben, just so everybody knows, if you go to auburnalabama.org/boards, you can click on vacancies and you can see that vacancy and apply. It always goes up at midnight, right after the council meeting, so folks can apply as soon as it's announced.
I'm putting y'all on the spot here. Are there any prerequisites? I know with some of the other boards, like when we've talked about, like, you know, when it comes to planning and building and stuff like that, there may be, especially finance, there's been some economic prerequisites for some other things. Is there anything for this?
There's really not. That you can't be an employee of the city.
Right.
Basically, beyond that, I mean, I guess I'm sure they'll look at applications that have maybe some interest or expertise in green space issues, but there aren't really any qualifications.
Okay. Move that into the consent agenda. And first up is the downtown Target is, I guess they'll be serving beer and wine down there.
Well, they'll be selling it.
Not necessarily serving it.
The council did approve the request to send on to the ABC board for the sale of beer and table wine. And so it'll be for off-premises, which means they can sell it and you can go out and take it out from there. But, yes, and that's pretty indicative of we're getting close.
I told Mayor Andrews yesterday when he was in during the downtown, the summer night art walk that was down there. They had the light. There were people already working in there. While all that was going on, there were employees stocking stuff and that kind of thing. I said, man, it is close because they had the lights on, so I was able to kind of just stand over there and, you know, do the fishbowl thing where I just stared at them and they didn't think anything of it. They just kept working and kept plugging along, but it did look close. Just looks like it needs to be stocked and they should be good to go. Where do we want to go to next?
I don't think we can not mention the fun/good-natured citizens communications with some concern about red and white.
Oh, it was great.
Auburn.
Yeah, they're great. The student, I talked about that earlier this morning, and I don't know the details on it. I know that I've got a buddy that's in municipalities elsewhere in the state, and right outside of Huntsville, there's a community that that's literally the only one I know of in the state that they're not allowed to have a red Target sign. But the reason being is because nobody's able to put a sign of color. Everything's like beige. It's a community that everything has to look the exact same. It's an ordinance, and so they knew it going in. But I did appreciate him coming up, and especially as an Auburn student, doing that. Yes. and the good nature and thanking the council as he put a little good humor in it last night.
Yes, he did.
We moved to lighting service agreement with Alabama Power.
Well, and to highlight that is really to highlight the ongoing work with our Lake Wilmore Park Community Center project. It's well underway now. We got site cleared. So we're doing a lot of our site grading and construction, getting ready to start there. So approving this lighting project with Alabama Power will be installing the site lighting and lighting along Grove Hill Road from the Community Center to Ogletree Road. So, you know, it's exciting to see us getting all those pieces put together so that project is well underway, and we look forward to opening that park.
Man, it should be absolutely beautiful. I haven't driven by there as of late. Don't live on that side of town. I live on the complete opposite side of town now. Told the mayor the other day, whenever we were talking, I told him, I said, oh, you guys are putting it up now that I leave that side of town. I said, but it's going to be absolutely immaculate whenever it gets done. Also, an agreement with Twin Oaks Environmental for $63,000 in materials.
So that, wanted to highlight that. That was a pretty cool project. One of the council members brought that up. So this is at our AC Morgan Water Pollution Control Facility. And again, it's, you know, pretty remote. Not a lot of people go visit wastewater treatment plants. But, yeah, we had a creek we relocated as part of the construction of that plant as it expanded over time. And just to highlight some of the innovation of our staff, we could have, dumped some rock in there as the stream bank began to erode and began to potentially put our structures at risk. And what we ended up doing is coming in and coming up with this idea to do a stream bank stabilization project. We were able to secure some grant monies that offset the cost of that. You know, so we'll be adding some plantings and doing some things. It'll be a good demonstration project that we can bring people to show. We got some bioretention involved in that. So it's a little bit more than just, what you typically see a lot of times in stream bank stabilization. So look forward to that being completed and us being able to promote that.
Recapping last night's council meeting, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Councilman Taylor last night thanking everybody for the Juneteenth. I told you guys during the break I kind of felt left out. She thanked everybody that was involved and went, I would say overboard, but it was good to see the community coming together, especially having to do it on a Sunday instead of actual Juneteenth, and even the rain still kind of affected them a little bit, but it sounds like everything went off without a hitch, and everybody was rejoicing and enjoying their day on a Sunday, and especially public safety and that kind of thing, because if I'm not mistaken, I mean, those guys aren't required to be there, so it was nice of them to be there and make sure everything was handled correctly, and I thought Connie did a nice job of thanking not only the city, but, the different divisions within the city, Parks and Rec and that kind of thing. So move on to contracts and agreements, city's traffic control center.
So there's a couple things to highlight there, really. There were two contracts that are kind of go together. So one was to expand our fiber network. And so mm-hmm. we've been in the process of annually letting contracts that will extend our fiber network to all of our signalized intersections. That's our goal. Mm-hmm. And we're adding three or four intersections this year that will bring data, share data back and forth between those, much more reliability. And so what we do with those is that comes into our traffic control center. Mm-hmm. And that's managed by our staff. And we also was awarded last night was some augmented services through a consultant to be able to help us manage that data that comes in and exchanges. We've got, not only the traffic control panels that are out there that control the signal timings and all that information, but also we've got video to look at what's happening mm-hmm. out there at the intersections to monitor that. This counting vehicles during peak times and low times, so we're able to analyze all that data. And so what the management consultant does for us, Temple, will they actually analyze the data and give us, better ideas of how to, control corridors. So control a corridor would be going from one light to the next mm-hmm. light to the next light, trying to keep traffic moving. But yet, we also have the side street, so we've got to make all that stuff happen, mm-hmm. simultaneously, and so that people don't feel left out and have to sit in the red too long. But we do all that. But, one of the big benefits of this that we've highlighted last night with the council was the in their packet was when an interstate closure happens and they divert traffic onto our streets, that becomes, quite a nightmare. Mm-hmm. What we were able to do starting with this having this service was be able to monitor and make changes to our traffic timing to better regulate that traffic through Auburn mm-hmm. back onto the interstate. And so, those kind of things that help us to be able to make those spur of the moment decisions are I think very innovative and reflective of our staff. One of the things that's a good indicator of a good healthy community is having traffic issues. Mm-hmm. And that is one of the things that's highlighted quite frequently in anything that that we hear back from residents. But I think those two projects highlight that we're on the top, on the leading edge as far as monitoring and making decisions. Looking forward to the future.
About 90 seconds left. We were talking about the e-packets and that sort of thing.
Yeah, there was some discussion at the end last night about the e-packets mm-hmm. and the e-notifier. We put the same council packet that the council receives in paper online on the Friday before the council meeting, and the council also receives it on the Friday before the council meeting. There's an e-packet announcement email or text that you can sign up for at auburnalabama.org/e-notifier that will tell you when the packet has been posted. So we've done that for many years now. We've posted an electronic packet that goes up while the council is mm-hmm. receiving theirs, and it's the same packet.
Mm. And I, that was when that was brought up last night, and I immediately started thinking, I thought, well, how did I get signed up? And I don't know, and I asked y'all during the break, I don't know if you pay for Auburn Water or Utilities or something, or if you sign up for something with Parks and Rec, if you get added to that list. And you brought up right before we got on there, you said, you know, you may be on there because of media. And I thought, well, I got my I get like four of them because we got different emails that we have here for work. But on my personal email, my Gmail account, I also get one. So, and again, I don't know if that's from something I signed up within the city and just got automatically added to that list or not, which is fine because there is an opt-out button on there if you would like. But when that was brought up, I just thought that was interesting that was brought up last night and who gets it and how they get it. And I thought, golly, I've been getting them for 20 years, I guess.
And there's a bunch of lists. You can sign up for traffic announcements that we were using when the train was stuck downtown the other
day.
Right,
yes.
Parks and Rec announcement. There's a ton of lists you can sign up for at /eNotifier.
There's also the app, the public safety app. I strongly suggest that you guys put that on your phone now in today's world. That's how I was keeping up with the train getting stuck, along with they will do weather updates with all the thunderstorms we've had in the afternoon and the possible flooding and the flood watches and that kind of stuff. That is also put on there, so you can get the Auburn public safety app. You sign up for the e-notifiers. Again, as I've said numerous times when the mayor has been in here and with y'all, if you can't find out information about the city, that's on you, because it is out there and available for everybody. So, guys, thank y'all.
Thank you.
Auburn Opelika this morning. You guys have an awesome Wednesday. I'll see y'all Thursday on the Thursday edition of Auburn Opelika this morning. Try to stay dry this afternoon.